Now, the member for Fong Lim, Tansel Rahman, is putting on a celebration of band music for the electorate in collaboration with a number of Sydney institutions as well as local groups. The mini festival is going to feature three performances, including a 21-piece jazz band, dinner dance, and jazz masterclass. He joins me in the studio right now. Good morning to you, Tansel.
Good morning, Katie. Thanks for having me again.
I tell you what, I live in your electorate. I've never seen such a fancy event put on for the people of Fong Lim, but for all Territorians,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Look, it's for all Territorians, but we're trying to do something focused in Fong Lim because it's got a lot of cool places to make music, and
yep.
I think a lot of it's been underappreciated for a while.
How good! So how did you come up with the idea that this was what you wanted to do?
Well, I live a double life as a jazz musician, as you probably know.
Yes.
And when I first finished school here, I went down to the Sydney Conservatorium of Music, which is where I did my first degree. And so I've got a lot of buddies who still play a lot of music. And so some of them were interested in coming up here on a tour. 10 years ago, I arranged for Dr. V's Swing Thing, a 21-piece big band from Sydney, made up a lot of ex-Sydney University, Sydney Grammar School, and Sydney Conservatorium of Music musicians.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, well, I think maybe we can do something again here. So they've kindly agreed to come up for a weekend and do a tour, and we're sort of building a mini festival around that with the hope of expanding it over the next few years to include a lot of local ensembles to play in all the cool venues in Fong Lim.
That sounds great. So what days are we talking and what's sort of planned for the different days?
So we've got three sort of marquee events, if you like. So on the 4th of July, we're going to have a 4th of July jazz dinner dance at Dinah Beach Yacht Club, which, as you know, I'm the patron at and spend a lot of time at, and it's an amazing venue, great food, great entertainment, beautiful location. So we're going to do that in partnership with the US Marines, the American Australian Association, to have a big razzle-dazzle Rat Pack night. So Dinah Beach isn't a place that people often associate with being dressed up, but that's what we're going to do down there, have a big dress-up event and raise a bit of money in the process as well. And then the following day, His Honour, the Administrator, has kindly agreed to host a concert to recognise community musical volunteers at Government House. So all of the people that normally sing the national anthem for us and play the music at all the events we attend, it's going to be a chance for them to sit down and listen to some music instead and enjoy an evening off. And then the following day on the Sunday, we're going to put on a masterclass for all NT school kids. It's free for all kids. And so these guys, Dr. V's Swing Thing, the big band, the guys from Sydney, and it's led by, I might add, a guy called David Thiek, who's one of the powerhouse monsters of jazz in Australia. He's the head of the Conservatorium Jazz Program. He's an old friend of mine from back when I was studying music.
Yeah.
And, you know, to learn from someone like him, to be able to be in something like that is a great opportunity. So we're putting on a free masterclass at Halebury as well.
How awesome. And so are you hoping that you get, like, some younger people, some students and that coming along
absolutely.
To that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So what we've done is worked in partnership with the NT Music School and reached out to all of the local high schools and said to them, if you've got kids that are interested in music who might want to come along to something in the school holidays for free, let us know. And we've got classroom groups, if you like, coming from all over the place. And it's not just for musicians. I think everybody will find it really fun and inspiring. It'll be something different to do in the school holidays for anyone who's looking for a new activity for their kids. So on the 6th, Sunday the 6th at 1 p.m, you'll be able to come down to that as well.
Now, I understand as well that you are raising some money too. What are you raising money for?
Well, I'm going to be honest, we wanted it to be more of a fundraiser because we're doing things at a smaller scale. We're probably not going to raise a ton of money, but Dinah Beach Yacht Club is in need of some infrastructure repairs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pontoon out there that's really important that people use to dock their boats out a lot. So we're chipping away at that slowly. But this is really in the first instance about celebrating band music, wind bands, concert bands, big bands. When I was a kid growing up here, there used to be loads of them that used to visit.
Yeah.
And they were so exciting to watch when you were a kid. And that happens a little less than it used to. So this is an opportunity to do something like that again and hopefully inspire a few people and hopefully next year up the ante a bit.
Do you reckon you're going to maybe inspire some of the young ones as well to, you know, to have a bit more involvement in music?
Absolutely. That's my hope. I mean, my underlying agenda here, if you like, as I talk about in Parliament a lot, is the value of arts to the Northern Territory economy, the value of arts education to educational outcomes. So, you know, you'll find there's a strong correlation between kids who play music at school and then perform well academically and also get along well socially.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, a tried and tested formula. It's a lot like sport as well.
Absolutely.
And so I'm just really keen to push that. And I was so lucky to benefit from a great musical education here through the NT Music School growing up. And that was the real foundation for everything I got to do after that.
So the NT Music School is involved in this stuff as
well,
aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, everybody is playing a part in different different forms. So we've got, you know, Dinah Beach and the Halabri and the NT Music School and the Government House and, you know, all and all of this, I should say, is happening under the umbrella and the auspices of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association.
Okay.
So that's sort of an umbrella group that all parliamentarians across the Commonwealth belong to.
Yep.
And the Northern Territory has a branch as well. And the Speaker of the House is the chair of our branch, and she's been kind enough to sort of lend the CPA brand to this so that we can sort of organise things under this sort of banner.
Is it something that you're hoping maybe becomes an annual event?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
The plan is that, you know, Nightcliff is synonymous with Seabreeze.
Yep.
And in years to come, Fonglim will be synonymous with fanfare, you know, and look, once upon a time, the Glenty was one bloke slinging a Euros, you know what I mean? And now it's, you know, the enormous thing it is. Same with the Darwin Festival, which used to be the Bougainvillea Festival when I was a kid. So I'm not expecting that this will take the place of any of those things.
No.
But we have lots of opportunities for people who play stringed instruments and people who play electrified instruments.
Yep.
But, you know, there's a lot to be said for people learning trumpets and saxophones and clarinets and flutes and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They feed into all sorts of other opportunities.
Yeah.
And so, and they're also really transportable. Like, you know, next year I'm hoping that we'll have little pop-up gigs and, you know, Besser.
Yeah.
And you know, in the One Mile Brewery.
Yep.
And in, you know, all the pop-up cool places around Winnelli and Berrimah and Wishart.
Yeah.
There's lots of opportunity here, I think, to expand.
Oh, good stuff. Well, so where can people go if they want some more information, if they want to find out a little bit more about what is planned?
So probably the easiest place is my website, which is tanzelraman.com. And you'll find smack bang on the top of that at the moment details about Fonglim Festival. And you can also just call the Fonglim Electorate office or email us. And there are tickets still available for the Dinah Beach event if you're looking for them. The Government House event is a invitation only event, I should point out, but His Honour has cast the net wide, so I imagine a lot of people get to attend. And the school's masterclass and concert is totally free.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be very handy though for us to have a good idea of who's coming, so we're trying to register groups in advance so we make sure we've got enough chairs and and also if there are a number of kids who are going to be playing with the guys and learning from them on stage. So if you want to come along to the school's masterclass, all you have to do is just let us know in advance and we'll just reserve spaces for you.
Well, good stuff. Well, Tanzel Rahman, lovely to catch up with you this morning, the member for Fonglim, and yes, sounds like a fantastic event. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people heading along.
I hope so, Katie.
Good
I hope
stuff.
To see you there.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to get along. Thank
Take
you.
Take care. See you soon, Katie.
Thank you.